Shelley, well, one senator says compounding pharmacies operate in a regulatory black hole with very little federal oversight from the FDA. And that discussion is calling attention to a compounding pharmacy here in Dallas. It recently pleaded guilty to shipping mislabeled medication that led to 3 deaths.
Once these medications begin to cross state lines, logistically, it's just more difficult.
There are 7,500 compounding pharmacies in the U.S., many of them mom-and-pop operations serving local customers face-to-face. They're regulated at the state level, not under the more rigorous federal standards of the FDA. But now that some companies, like the one under investigation in Massachusetts, ship large quantities of medicine all across the country, critics in Congress think the FDA needs more control. Mike Jacobson is the dean of the School of Pharmacy at UNT.
When we see an instance like this, this is a wake-up call to revisit this question of balance.
In the Apothecure case in Dallas, the FDA did have the authority to prosecute because the deadly medicine was inaccurately labeled, and that is a federal offense. The drugs mixed by Mr. Osborne's company were not merely misbranded, but lethal. Drug makers of all sizes, from large corporations to small compounding pharmacies, have a duty to ensure their products are safe.